Welcome to the Bridge International Church, an English-speaking church located in the western suburbs of Paris. Here at the Bridge, we are committed to helping you to discover God's plan for your life, relate to others, grow in your relationship with God, and experience life in the freedom of Christ. Join us as we listen to this week's message from the Bridge.
And everybody stand up with me if you would. Last week, we started our series in Daniel, and we started learning our verse for August. We're all learning a Bible verse together for August, the kids, the adults, everyone. And so I want to see who remembers the motions that we put to this verse. Because you know that when there's kids, there has to be hand motions for everything, right? So go ahead and throw that first slide up if you can. They're having a meeting back there. We need our memory verse slide. Can I just tell you guys, the guys in the sound booth are the most awesome volunteers. The reason they're so awesome is because people only notice them if they do something wrong. Right? We love our volunteers here. Okay, we're going to say this verse together. And can I switch to this mic? Is this on? Okay. So let's see if you guys remember the motions. Ready? Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some of you, this is the most exercise you've had all week, okay? Trust me, I'm in the same boat. Let's hear it again. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Great job. You guys can sit down. So last week we talked about the word conform, and we talked to our friend about the word conform, and this week we're going to be learning what the word transform.
Transformers!
Hey,
Lucy. Transformers! Oh. Robots in disguise. Autobots race to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. Oh. Transformers! Okay. More than meets the eye.
Wow, Lucille. Great job. It's Lucille, right?
Oh, yeah. Hi, okay. Miss Kelly. Hi. It's Lucille. How are you today?
Nice to see you, Lucille.
Bees, yes. Sorry, it's hard to see with this mask on.
How are you today, Lucille? Welcome back to our service. Thank you for not interrupting again.
Well, I heard that you were talking about the Transformers today, and so I thought I would dress up as my favorite Transformer.
Oh, well, Lucille, actually, we're not talking, I know it can be confusing, but we're not talking about the Transformers today. But would you mind if I take your Transformer mask off so you can see?
Oh yeah, it's hard to breathe under
it's
here.
Stuck
thank
in your
you.
Hair. Is Lucille, it in my hair? I'm so sorry.
Ow.
It's easier if you just rip it off.
Okay. Oh wow. Whew. I can breathe. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. we're not talking about the actual Transformers today, but we are gonna be talking about how Jesus transforms us so that we can become more like him.
Oh, I see. So, kind of like when the Autobots transform into heroes to save the universe, Jesus wants to transform our lives so we can be more like him?
Yeah, that's right. He transforms us so that we can love people like he does.
Oh, so cool. Well, I'm so excited to hear your message today.
Oh, well, Lucille, actually, I'm not preaching today. Have you met Lindsay?
No, it's kind of weird. I always miss her. I've never seen her at church.
Yeah, it's weird how you guys are never here at the same time.
I know.
So maybe you could go find her. I think she's fixing the time machine. She's kind of tall with blonde hair. Could you go find her for me?
Okay, yeah. Let me go see if I can find her for you. Okay.
Everybody say bye, Lucille.
Bye.
So we are going to invite Lindsay if Lucille can find her. It's so weird how they're never here at the same time. But Lindsay's going to come and share with us about the next segment of our series on Daniel. Looks like the time machine's having some problems. Man, is the time machine okay? Did you fix it?
I couldn't get the sign up this morning, but it's fixed. So we should be able to use the time machine in just a little bit. Good morning. My name is Lindsay, and I'm on staff with the bridge with Kelly and Suzanne and Joel and Gordon and Leslie. They're not in here this morning, but it's great to be with you. And it is so fun to have our kids in here this morning. I want to reiterate what Kelly said, that just being with kids in worship is the coolest experience, and I love hearing them worship, and I love seeing you worship, and so it's great to have you this morning. So today we're going to look at another story of Daniel. We learned about Daniel last week and how he worked for the king. He was a Hebrew who was basically a refugee who was taken into Babylon and forced to work for the king. But he chose to not conform to the world around him, and he chose to honor God by eating the food that God had asked him to eat. And because of that, the king gave him a lot of favor. Our verse talks about transforming our thoughts, and that seems like a very difficult thing to do. I know that it's very difficult for me. And so one of the things that God does to help us transform our thoughts, transforming the way we think, is by communicating with us and speaking to us. God communicates with us in a lot of different ways. The Lord loves communicating with his people. And so this morning we're going to look at a story of Daniel, of how God spoke to Daniel and God spoke to the people around Daniel to reveal himself to them. So if you look in Daniel chapter 2, we're not going to read the whole story because it's very long. So in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel is serving in the king's palace, and he's called a team of wise men. And he's on this team of wise men, and their job essentially is to advise the king on really important matters. And sometimes the king has these dreams that are kind of crazy and weird. Has anybody ever had a weird dream? Like maybe you ate some bad pizza or something, and you woke up and you're like, what did I just dream? This is weird. How many of you have ever had a scary dream? Yeah? A couple of you? Yeah? I've had a scary dream before. They're not very fun, are they? They're not fun when you have a scary dream. So Nebuchadnezzar wakes up because he has a really scary dream. And he calls his wise men and he says, wise men, I had this really scary dream, and I think that someone is trying to tell me something through this dream. You need to figure out who is talking to me and what they're telling me. And the wise men are like, okay, well, maybe we can help the king out. So they're like, okay, king, tell us what your dream was, and we'll try to figure out if there's a meaning behind it. And the king looks at them and says, you know what? If you think you're so smart, you're so wise, you're not only going to tell me what my dream means, but you're going to tell me what my dream was. And they look at him and they say, king, we can't tell you what your dream was. We weren't there. How many of you think it would be really impossible if one of your friends came up to you and said, I had a bad dream, and I think it means something. Can you tell me what my dream was? How many of us could do that? No. A couple of you are pretty smart. For the rest of us, I don't know if I could do that. So the wise men, their response was, is that, you know what, this is impossible, and only someone as smart as a god would be able to do this. And the king was so angry. The king said, you know what, that's not acceptable, and in fact, if you can't figure this out, I'm going to have all of the wise men in my kingdom killed. And so Daniel became very nervous, of course. But Daniel believed in a God that was greater than all other gods, greater than all other spiritual forces. And he had a group of friends who also believed in this God. And he got his friends together and he said, okay, let's pray. Let's pray and ask God to come and deliver us and save us from this situation. And so they prayed, and you know what? God answered Daniel's prayer. God revealed the dream to Daniel. And he not only revealed the dream to Daniel, but he revealed the meaning of what it meant. And it meant something to the king. And God was speaking to the king about things that would happen in the future. And those things ended up happening. And so Daniel went to the king and he said, hey, king, don't kill all these people. I have your answer. I have your dream for you. And he said, there are no wise men or enchanters or magicians or fortune tellers who can reveal the king's secrets. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen, what will happen in the future. And now I will tell you your dreams and visions as you lay on your bed. And the king was absolutely stunned. And the king's response, listen to this, he says, truly your God is the greatest of gods, the Lord over kings, the revealer of mysteries, for you have been able to reveal this secret. So I thought this morning that maybe for us to better understand the story, that we could invite someone from the past and use our time machine to really understand what it was like for Daniel and his friends. So I worked on this earlier, as Ms. Kelly was saying, so I'm going to just try to, like, turn it on just a second. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Okay, okay, let's see. Whoa, I think it worked. I think it worked. Hi. Hi. I'm Lindsay. What's your name? And you're an interpreter of dream too. Wow. 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 So were you with Daniel when, do you know this guy named Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah. The king was really going to kill all of you, really. Well, I don't understand, because the king had a bad dream and then he expected you to just know what it was. How hard is that? Like, this is your job, right? This is your day job. You should be able to do it,
yes,
you know?
Yes, I think it would help to understand a little bit more about what dream interpretation is.
Okay, so please explain. I want to give you this special device helps us all hear you well. So I'm going to give you this as you just talk into it.
Yeah, that's better. Okay, yes. So, Lindsay, I was just about to tell you, I, Mondo Chomp, interpreter of dreams, was about to tell you about dream interpretation. So, let's say, Lindsay, you had a dream and your head was a gigantic hamburger. Isn't that strange? Yes, a gigantic hamburger. I would tell you, Lindsay, you would tell me your dream. Yes, yes, and I would say, you're hungry. That's why your head is a giant hamburger in your dream, you see? Or again, if all your friends were throwing pickles at you, if they were throwing a lot of pickles at you, yes, so you would tell me your dream. Yes, yes, and I would say, they're throwing pickles at you because you're hungry, and they're trying to feed you, you see? Okay, and you like pickles, okay. Or let's say you were jumping from log to log and there were crocodiles trying to eat you and you were jumping across the Euphrates and you told me that dream. Yes, it sounds scary, but really what it means is that you're hungry. Yes, yes. So, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't understand this. He didn't understand that he had to tell me the dream. You see, does that make sense?
It does. It makes sense. But why was Daniel then able to interpret the king's dream if you weren't?
Yes, yes, that's true. It's a conundrum. I don't know. Maybe he actually has a connection to this one God. But you see, I went to Nebuchadnezzar and I told him, I said, Sire, we can't tell you the dream because we don't know your secrets. You see, you tell me the dream, and I tell you, you're hungry. That's how this dream interpretation is supposed to go. But he wouldn't do this, and he rounded us all up. And like I said, he was pretty angry. We were, not just me, but the magician guy and the other guys. They were all. But he went to Daniel, and Daniel said, I can tell you your dream and its interpretation. And that way, Nebuchadnezzar would know he really knew the answer. So that's what happened.
Okay, so because Daniel, not because he was smart, but his God revealed to him the dream, that's why he was able to. I see. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing your experience and your story with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes. You know, I'm going to get out of this dream interpretation because it's very risky. You know, I don't
know what I'm saying. That's good.
I'm going into the dream fulfillment.
Mondo Chomps Burger Bazaar for two shekels for... Can I get pickles on that? Okay, perfect. Just for me. Thank you. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, guys. Tell Mondo Shop bye. Bye. Thank you so much. Yay. Oh. Whew. Man. Bye. Oh, man, it was so great to hear from Mondo Champ and his experience. But, you know, one of the things that's really cool about that story is that we see that God not only speaks to people, but he communicates and speaks to people regardless of their level of spirituality. And I think a lot of times in the church, we think that we have to reach some level of spiritual maturity for the Lord to talk to us. Like, surely God's going to talk to, you know, like Joel, because he's a pastor, and that's what he gets paid to do, right? So God obviously has to talk to Joel, right? No, but God speaks to all of us. In this story, we see God speaking to Daniel, and Daniel was a man that prayed three times a day, so he was very spiritual. But we also see that God reveals himself and communicates to Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar was a man who not only didn't believe in God, but he believed in many gods, and he thought of himself as the king, but he thought that those gods existed to serve him. And so when God revealed himself to Nebuchadnezzar, he was saying that not only is there one God above all of these other spiritual forces, but I'm also above the kings that rule on the earth, and I can do anything I want. And so God is speaking here and saying, okay, it doesn't matter what level of spirituality you have, I want to communicate with you. There's a story in the New Testament of God communicating with a 12 to 13-year-old girl. Maybe she was 14. We don't know exactly the age. God sent an angel to communicate with Mary, who would later become the mother of Jesus. And this is a really fascinating thing because women were not seen as highly regarded. Women were not seen... And children were not seen as people who are highly regarded. And so it doesn't matter our level of spirituality. It doesn't matter what gender we are. It doesn't matter how old we are. God wants to speak to us. So kids, did you know that you can hear from God? You can hear from God no matter how old you are. God wants to speak with you, and God wants to be your friend. I remember when I was probably 13 years old, I was going into grade 6, which is like the beginning of middle school in the U.S., and I had this English class, and one day I was sitting in class, and at the end of class, I had this thought go through my head, and the thought was, go ask your teacher if she needs prayer. And I was like, that's weird. Where'd that come from? And I was like, ah, okay, that's weird. I'm just going to go. So the next day, I was sitting in class, and towards the end of class, I just felt like that's the only thing I could think about. And I felt, again, this thought that would not leave my head, go ask your teacher if she needs someone to pray for. And I was like, I don't want to do that. She's a grown-up. Like, that's scary. So I thought maybe God was speaking to me, but I wasn't very confident in that, and I was also kind of scared. I don't know what my teacher would think, and so I kind of ignored it. And so finally, the third day, I heard the voice again, and it was very clear. It said, go ask your teacher if she needs someone to pray with her. So I went up to my teacher, and I said, Ms. Connor, I said, is there anything that you need prayer for this week? I'm a person who prays, and I believe that that God answers prayer, can I pray for you? And it was, she just started crying, I remember, and she said, this is something that you can be praying for me about. I'm going through a really difficult time. I'm really good friends with this teacher today, and she told me a couple months ago that throughout the year, anytime I would ask her that, because there were a couple other times the Lord had asked me to pray for her, that the Lord used me to communicate with her that he loved her. So there are times in our lives where God will impress upon our hearts and our minds to go pray with someone or go encourage them. And if we're obedient in that, God will use us as a part of someone else's story to communicate that he loves them. So if the Lord is impressing upon your heart or your mind to encourage someone or to pray for someone, no matter how old you are, the Lord wants to use you to communicate that he loves other people and that he loves you. So God not only communicates with us to reveal his glory, to reveal who he is to us, but he communicates with us really because he wants a friendship with us. He wants a relationship with us. In Genesis, we see from the beginning of creation that the purpose, our created purpose as people, was to have a friendship with Jesus, to have a friendship with God. We see Adam and Eve walking in the garden, and the Bible says that God walked with them during the cool of the day. Their created purpose was to have a relationship and a friendship with God. You know, that relationship became broken when they chose to disobey God, just like our disobedience breaks our relationship with God. And you know, God is so faithful and loves us so much that he didn't want that relationship to remain broken, but he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for us and to rise again so that we could have freedom and that that relationship could be restored. And while Jesus was on the earth, did you know Jesus was a person who loved to communicate with people? He loved to communicate with all types of people. He didn't just like to communicate with the church people who prayed all the time. In fact, the Bible says that Jesus was known as the friend of sinners. He went to people's houses who the religious people despised. He hung out with families. He hung out with women who were very broken and caught in sin. He hung out with tax collectors who stole people's money. And he went and he communicated with them and he talked to them so that he could encourage them, so that he could give them life, so that he could heal people's bodies and their minds. Jesus loved to communicate with people. When Jesus left the earth, Jesus knew that he was not going to be with us forever. So what did he do? He left the Holy Spirit. Jesus said right before he died, he said, you know what, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm not going to go into heaven and just leave you here to figure out life for yourself. So he sent the Holy Spirit. And he said that the Holy Spirit will be your comfort and your advocate and your helper. So we know that the Lord speaks, and we know that he speaks through the Holy Spirit because Jesus promised that. Well, what I want to look at today is, how does God communicate with us? What are some of the ways that God uses to reveal himself to us? One of the first ways is through stories. How many of you guys like a good story? Yeah? Yeah, like good stories. Do you know that the Bible is full of stories that reveal who God is to us? Just like the story in Daniel, God reveals his character through those stories in the Bible. But did you also know that the Bible is actually one giant story that reveals God redeeming his people back to him and restoring that broken relationship? So we can look to the Bible for stories about who God is. Another way that God communicates with us through stories is through the stories that we hear from other believers. I remember when I was little, I went to my grandma's house, my dad's mom, her house about once a week, once every 2 weeks, something like that, with my brothers and sisters. And I remember she sat us down and told us the same story over and over and over again. And I could tell you every detail of that story because it is ingrained in my mind. And I was very irritated that we had to listen to this story again and again and again. And you know what the story was about? How God provided for her as an 18-year-old newlywed whose husband was leaving for war. She didn't have a home, she didn't have a job, and she had to provide for herself, and she was absolutely terrified. And as a kid, I remember sitting and hearing this story over and over again, thinking, why am I hearing this story again? But you know what? The times in my life that I feel the most afraid, the times in my life that I don't think that I'm going to make it, or I don't know how the Lord is going to provide for me, you know what story comes to mind? The story of my grandma being provided for when she was 18 years old and did not have a clue of what she was going to do with her life. And I'm so grateful for a grandma who sat me down and told me the same story over and over again. And families, I want to encourage you today, if you have kids, if you have nieces and nephews, if you have grandkids, share with them the stories of the things God has done in your life. Remind them of the faithfulness, the ways he's been faithful, the ways that he's provided. They may not want to sit down and listen, but make them do it anyway. Because when they're an adult like me, they're going to be like, I'm so grateful that someone sat me down and told me a story of how God provided for them. As a church family, we need to be telling stories of how God has been faithful to us during the week and provided for us when we have coffee time or when we have small group, because the Lord will bring those stories to our minds later in the week when we need encouragement and when we need something to hold on to. Another way that God speaks to us is through creation. The Bible says that God's glory is revealed through his creation. His character, what he is like, is revealed to us through creation. And I think one of the most beautiful examples of that is this church. Just look around. Look around at how many different nationalities, how many different personalities. We have all ages of people here. We have over 30 nationalities at this church. And when we come together and we worship together, we see that God values and honors diversity and difference, and that is part of the character of God. Another way that God speaks to us is through dreams and visions. He still does that today. If you want to know a story about that, I can tell you a personal story about how the Lord revealed a dream to me one time. But I won't go into that. But he does still do that today. And another way that the Lord speaks to us is through the voice of the Holy Spirit. And what we need to do in order to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, in order to encounter God in this way, is to learn how to listen. How many of you think that the world is a very noisy place? I know that I constantly have something in my ears, whether it's my iPhone, or I'm texting someone, or I'm outside on the train and it's super loud. There's constant noise. And so the Lord wants to teach us how to be in his presence and to listen. Kubiak, could you come and play before we close? Thank you. The last thing I want to talk about this morning is what should our response be? You know, if we serve a God who loves to communicate with us, who loves to talk to us, what should our response be? And in James, James talks about how God reveals himself to us and how we should not just, how we shouldn't just hear from God. Because if we're just hearing from God and we're not responding in a way that's either in worship and obedience, it's like looking in a mirror, walking away, and forgetting what we look like. And so I believe today that there are some of you who the Lord just wants to reveal himself to you and say, hey, I exist. I'm a God, and I love you, and I want to have a friendship with you. Would you be open to considering that friendship with me? I believe that there are those of you in here today who the Lord would like to show you and empower you and let you know that he speaks to you and he wants to be involved in your life. He's not a God who just sets rules in place to be distant and control our lives, but he wants to be intimately involved in what we're doing and he wants to show you himself. And I believe that there are those of you who have heard from God and need confidence this morning that you can hear from God and that it's okay to step out in obedience. When I was 13 years old and I felt the Lord asking me to pray for my teacher, I was really terrified because I didn't know how she was going to respond. But I'm really glad that I obeyed because my teacher needed to know that God loved her in that moment. And so this morning there are a few questions that I just want us to reflect on together. Parents, if you want to help your kids with these questions. And the first one is, what are some areas of your life that you would like to hear from God? The second one is if you sense God has been speaking to you, have you responded in worship and obedience? And the third one is if you believe that God wants to communicate with you and have a relationship with you, if not, what are some things that are keeping you from believing those truths? And so just take a moment to quietly reflect on those things this morning.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to get in touch or find out more about the Bridge International Church, please visit our website, www.thebridgeparis.com.